It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. There's green beer, the kind you drink on St. Paddy's Day, and then there's beer you can make in a green way. That's what the New Belgian Beer Company is doing. The Colorado-based brewery is using alternative sources of energy. Not to save money, it costs them more, but to save the planet. Claire Schoen has our story.
New Belgium's beers can be found on the shelves in 16 Western states today. The company's Hilary Mazia reels off the most popular brands.
New Belgium is a maker of fine Belgian beers. Sunshine Wheat, Blue Paddle, 1554, Abbey, and Triple. And then Fat Tire is the one that we're most known for.
As the third largest craft brewer in the U.S. today, New Belgium is certainly making lots of beer, according to Chief Financial Officer Christine Parrish and Chief Operations Officer Jennifer Orgelini.
Last year we did 370,000 barrels, and we're looking at about 415,000 to 430,000 barrels this year.
137 million bottles.
That's a lot of bottles. A bottle for every other American.
It's also making hefty profits.
Do you think we say our gross margin?
So gross margin has run anywhere from 40 to 45%. The revenue that you have left over after you've made the beer, we're doing very well.
We are profitable. We've always been profitable.
CEO Kim Jordan also explained to me that 100% of the electricity the company uses in its production comes from renewable energy.
We see economic benefit to being environmentally sustainable.
Clearly, the company's commitment to using green energy hasn't hurt its profits. But is it in fact a moneymaker? I went to Fort Collins, Colorado to find out. In the company parking lot, you see more bikes than cars. All employees are given a bike after 1 year, and about a third of them ride to work, the hardy ones even in cold Colorado winters. Brian Simpson, Director of Media Relations, pedals into the lot.
How was the commute today?
Oh, breezy.
Breezy?
Well, because I was going fast.
Your hair shows it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at the bike as metaphor, you know, there's no more elegant form of transport that conserves energy, and it can really be the future in a lot of ways as well.
It was fascinating to watch beer being made here on an industrial scale. Big noises, big machines, big computers, but still a personal touch as brewmaster Matt Gilliland measured out the ingredients by hand.
So we're brewing a wit beer today. The wheat in it makes it have a nice light body, and the coriander and orange peel give it a really refreshing punch. These are hops that are vacuum packed in nitrogen to stay as fresh as they can. The best part is you get to smell them. They can be musty or citrusy or floral, and so I'm weighing them out into the bucket that I'll take upstairs and throw in the kettle. This is a couple thousand gallons of wort that's all gonna be beer pretty soon. That boils about 90 minutes.
It's clear that this process requires plenty of energy. And as the company's sustainability specialist, it's Hilary Mazia's job to keep energy consumption here as low as possible. Around the plant, Hilary is referred to as New Belgium's sustainability goddess.
Lots of companies have these types of positions because it's just good business practice.
As we toured the plant, Hilary pointed out a number of energy-conserving designs they use in their beer-making process. Insulation is a simple one.
We used to have a hot liquor tank that sat on a gas burner. We got rid of that and just do a well-insulated tank. So that right off the bat saves a lot of energy.
And then there's the wort chiller, which takes heat produced by the boiling brew and uses it to heat up the next batch.
So as you can tell, we have a lot of heat that's created during the process of making beer, but we also need a lot of heat in the process. So if we can recycle that heat as much as possible, then we're saving on electricity.
Then Hilary showed off the company's pride and joy, the Merlin brew kettle, which is four times more efficient than a traditional model.
The brew kettle is where most of the electricity is used. So when you consider you're boiling 6,200 gallons, you're saving quite a bit.
New Belgium also uses green building concepts to reduce the costs of heating and cooling both the brew house and the offices. Hilary pointed out the sun tubes in the packaging hall. They looked like bright lamps, but
the light on the ceiling there does not have any light bulb in it. That's 100% sunlight, and it just comes through a tube that's lined with reflective metal, and it looks like this on the inside, beautiful diffuse sunlight.
Taken together, you'd think these steps would add up to considerable cost savings. But how much? Financial Officer Christine Parrish.
We don't necessarily go into every decision that's made that's sustainable and say, this is the financial impact of the lighting decision that we've made. So it's difficult to sort of extract those pieces and tie some financial metric to it.
While New Belgium was trying to conserve electricity at every turn, it was still using a lot of it. So in 1998, the company made the decision to switch from coal to wind as its source of electric power. At that time, wind cost more than coal, by 2.5 cents a kilowatt hour. New Belgium is an employee-owned private company, and workers are involved in decision-making.
Four veggies and a couple meats in there.
What are you going with, Mason?
Veggie. Yeah.
I met with several workers during their lunch break who told me how it happened. They gave me pepperoni pizza and food for thought.
The meeting where we looked at voting on wind power was a typical monthly staff meeting, but during that meeting it was determined that wind power is more expensive than regular power, and our bonuses would be smaller because we'd be spending more money on the same electricity.
It was like 26% more expensive to do wind power. That number sticks in my
mind. 5 more cents a barrel, I remember.
I remember thinking at the time, this is going to be a long, contentious meeting.
People are going to like, well, that's coming right out of my pocket. I don't want to do it.
And then everybody kind of looked at each other, as I remember, and you know, we have this consensus voting system where you put a thumb up if you're in favor of something and a thumb down if you're not.
When I looked around and there was all these thumbs up, it was like, this is something bigger than what I assumed it was.
So why did these employees vote to pay extra for wind when it would come out of their own pockets? Some say they were taking into account the health and environmental costs of coal, like mercury and soot pollution, even though those are not reflected on the company's balance sheets.
There are a lot of hidden costs to coal. There's environmental reclamation costs, there's huge health care costs, as well as emission factors. Those have huge price tags that go on for a long time, possibly multi-generations. So financially, the payback is actually going to be much better on something like a wind turbine than on a power plant that is fueled by coal.
And I think conventional electricity is really rising now, so it could very well be that wind power will be the more economical choice within a couple of years. We're really advocating for the idea that sound environmental practices mirror solid business practices.
And wind power is turning out to be a good financial bet for New Belgium.
A few years ago, the price of wind power dropped drastically. When we first signed on, it was 2.5 cents more per kilowatt hour. Now it's down to 1 cent.
That's because more and more businesses are buying into the utility company's wind program.
The more that people are using it, the lower the price of wind. So it's exciting. We've been a part of this major growth.
Then, having opted to pay more for wind power, the incentive to conserve was even stronger. Chief Financial Officer Christine Parrish and Chief Operations Officer Jennifer Orgelini.
The fact that we were willing to invest in wind power pushed us to create efficiencies and do other things.
It sort of started us off making green choices for energy investment.
I mean, it would be hard to do the math on that, but I have to believe that net-net we're still ahead of the game. That's my gut. I don't know that mathematically. I don't know. Do you believe that?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that.
Once again, faith-based mathematics. But it all made sense. And I still had not factored in that New Belgium gets some of its fuel, methane, from its own wastewater.
So now we're walking out to the process water treatment plant.
Hillary took me to meet Brandon Weaver, who operates this cogeneration facility. First, the brewery's waste liquid flows into an anaerobic or oxygen-free tank filled with hungry bacteria.
After we're done brewing beer, there's all kinds of proteins and things left in the water. And so that serves as food for the microbes, the little bugs that live in the anaerobic environment. And so they digest that.
So as the bacteria is cleaning the wastewater, they release this biogas that is very methane rich. It's about 85 to 89% methane.
You could look at it as bug farts. That's one way to look at it.
They're producing this reusable byproduct that we can send back to the brewery, burn in a combined heat and power engine, and produce electrical and thermal energy.
That is our new methane storage tank. And it's actually a balloon. It looks like metal, but it's a balloon. I didn't believe it myself until I touched it.
From there, we go into our second stage, which is aerobic treatment. Bacteria that operates on the exact opposite principle likes lots of dissolved oxygen to perform.
The water is being churned around by forced air vents.
And then from there, we flow onto the city's treatment plant.
I peered into the frothy, bubbling basin, hoping to spot the little microbes doing their aerobic exercises.
Hey, there's Mandy. We need you.
But Brandon led me on down into a tunnel that ran beside the anaerobic basin. Here, he and Mandy Miller drew water samples from the basin.
This is the tunnel on the side of the basins, and it's where we take the samples.
So it looks like everything's flowing here.
You take that sample and it just goes... Yeah. Sometimes you just get sort of a sludge shower.
Yeah. We're performing certain analytical tests every step of the way to make sure that the pollutant level of the wastewater is being reduced after each stage of the process.
Here, the numbers were more solid. New Belgium creates 14% of its energy use with methane gas. But it actually saves more than that, closer to 25%, because it uses methane power during peak hours when wind power rates are highest.
The utility charges a premium for electricity during certain times of the day, and so we've programmed our cogeneration plant to run coincidental to those peak times.
And so the payback is better because we're able to take the most expensive time of day and use our own energy source rather than the city's wind power.
Cleaning the water through this process is also saving the company $10,000 to $15,000 a month in city surcharges for wastewater treatment.
We're reducing the pollutant load in the water about 98.9% before we send it on to the city.
So it's a really very elegant solution to energy production for us.
When the beer is brewed and bottled, there's still one more way to reduce dependence on fossil fuels, with biodiesel delivery trucks.
So this is one of three trucks that we run Fort Collins in. And we run all of our trucks off biodiesel.
Sean Hines is known around town as the Pharaoh of Flow. He's making the Fort Collins delivery rounds today with Michael Klepper.
What do we need?
Two Fat, Three Sun, and they got that Harp Bonds.
Two Fat, Three Sun, you want to take Three Skinny in? All right.
Inside Lucky Joe's pub, Sean has to maneuver two kegs down a staircase that's barely the width of his shoulders.
Man, it is going to be tighter than stripes on a watermelon through here. Oh, daddy. Stairs. They're about 170 pounds apiece. And you figure each guy moves, I'd say about 40 to 50 a day. So definitely earn their keep. Ready to motor on?
It's easy making friends when you drive around in a big red beer truck.
On the way to the next stop, I asked Sean about the price of biodiesel.
It's actually comparable in price to regular diesel.
I pressed Sean on this point, so he made a call to check prices.
Hey, Kirk, what's going on, man? Hey, ballpark, what's the going rate on bio right now? So it is more than regular diesel right now? Yeah, that sounds about right. Let me give you a shout back here shortly. All right. So it's more expensive right now by about 10, 11 cents.
So if it isn't saving money, why is the company doing it?
It's a very, very family-oriented place. You can't sling a cat around the brewery without hitting a newborn on any given week. And we want our kids to have the best future. And biodiesel seemed like a natural step.
I kept running up against lots of good intentions. But there just wasn't much concrete data.
You've probably noticed we don't have the hard numbers to make the decisions in a lot of cases. I mean, we are profitable overall, and so we know that the decisions that we've made have, you know, been the right ones for us. But we don't take every decision apart financially.
Make no mistake about it. We know that profit is an essential component of running this company. We can be as groovy as we want to be, but if we're not profitable, we're not going to keep the doors open.
If the brewery hasn't quantified the value of its energy decisions, it would have an even harder time measuring the value of its green image. But New Belgium goes about marketing just like any other beer vendor. Well, maybe not quite like the others. Its traveling bicycle and beer festival, called the Tour de Fat, in honor of their Fat Tire beer, landed recently in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park.
Welcome to the third annual Tour de Fat San Francisco edition. Can you all hear me out there in the land of beer and bicycles? I am one of your hosts from the brewery. My name is Captain Ballyhoo.
Chris Wynn is the brewery's event evangelist.
Know that you are part of a clean movement. The cups are not plastic, those are made out of corn, and they can be composted. Our volunteers will not go compostal on you unless you take one of those cups and try to throw it in the trash.
An informal survey of local beer drinkers showed the message is getting through.
I'll have a skinny dip.
Go ahead and pour me another blue paddle, please.
We're playing pool and drinking New Belgium beer. we've heard good things about the company. They've got their own little water treatment thing.
They get most of their power generated from wind.
They make it very evident in all of their marketing.
Their commercials show a guy on a bicycle.
I feel better about drinking it because they're environmentally friendly.
But a lot of people I talked to at New Belgium were also defensive about their green advertising, worried that it would be perceived as greenwashing.
We're trying to figure out where that elegant line is between letting people know who we are without doing that, look at me, look at me, look at me, aren't we great, aren't we great? And I feel like we walk that line on little tiptoes.
Maybe it's just a good beer. Maybe the country is ready for an alcoholic drink that's this green. For now, New Belgium is doing very well by doing good.
Can I get a blue paddle? It looks like we need another order of cheesy fries.
For Living on Earth, I'm Claire Schoen in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Cheers to the beers.
Next week on Living on Earth, fill her up with vegetable oil. Truck drivers across the country are buying into biodiesel. More and more truck stops are carrying the fuel.
The truckers say you get better mileage, the exhaust is not hurting your eyes or anything else. It's beautiful stuff.
Where the cooking grease meets the road, next week on Living on Earth.
Cheers to the beers. Hail to the ale. Here's to start and end.